Would you rather spend 1 week crawling or 1 week walking backwards?
Welcome to the Rathercast,
where this week and every week we present to you a family-friendly would you rather question. We debate our answers, and we invite you to do the same with your family. Gentlemen, welcome. We're here. We made it through Halloween. The fall chill is in the air. The rain has returned to Portland. But we are continuing on with the Rathercast. So as you heard at the top of the episode, it's would you rather spend one entire week
crawling or walking backwards?
Ooh, that is a tricky, tricky proposal. Both sound like it would make for a very long week indeed. Does anyone incline to jump in with their hot take?
I'll start.
I'm going to go with, let's see, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger, but Ender goes first.
Yay!
Finish!
I am going to choose walking backwards.
He's going to walk backwards for an entire week from Sunday at noon until Sunday at noon. He has to walk backwards. Now, why do you feel like...
You added Sunday, but...
Well, it could be Monday to Monday, Tuesday to Tuesday. I guess you can choose if there's a difference there.
I don't care.
But tell us why. What was the thinking there?
So I'm probably going to spend it. Of course, I'll still have to go to school during the week.
Yeah, we'll have to explain it to your teachers. I'll send a note in. It says, please excuse Ender. He will be walking backwards for the entire week. It's the rules of would you rather. It cannot be helped.
And I would probably just sit down most of the day.
Oh, so you feel like by doing it during a school week, you'd get around a lot of it by just not having to move.
Yeah, I mean, PE would be ruined.
Interesting.
It would not be ruined.
I wouldn't
because of this scenario. You could run, but you couldn't walk.
Oh, Elodin found himself a loophole. Ooh, I wonder what Elodin's going to be choosing. Wait, before you answer, do you have any other reasons that you picked backwards instead of crawling?
In PEA, could run.
You could run. Elodin does bring up a good point. But is there anything specifically like that you were like, no thanks to the crawling? Or that you were like...
Oh, no thanks to the crawling. I don't want to crawl.
You don't want to crawl?
First of all, my hand really hurts. And
your hand? Oh, I didn't know that.
And... I'll explain later.
Okay.
And...
Hey, but you're worried about your hands and knees hurting maybe from crawling
all
week?
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At least I'm used to walking.
Have you ever kneeled on, like, hard, hard floor? It's like,
right.
It hurts your knees.
Yeah, crawling on concrete would be rough.
In an acting class, there was this one game that you had to stay on your knees until someone was able to make the other person laugh. And sometimes that was such a long time on your knees.
Well, you got to be funnier, faster.
Well, I wasn't the one being funny. If you were on your knees, it was someone else's job
to
try
be funny.
And,
you were like, hurry up and be funny. I'm on my knees here.
To try and get them to laugh or smile.
Elodin, would you rather crawl for 7 full days or walk backwards?
Walk backwards because I could still do PE. I could still run.
You could still run? Okay, mm-hmm. So Eldon's going to spend most of his time running forwards.
Mm-hmm.
That as a loophole.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a little bit of a cheat, but we'll, you know, you get to figure these things out. But if you're going to walk, it's got to be backwards. What else? What else about the situation made you choose backwards over crawling?
The only downside is I probably have a neck problem at the end of the week because of looking backwards.
Your neck would be looking back over your shoulder. Yeah. You just need to make sure sometimes you look over your left shoulder and sometimes you look over your right shoulder. You got to give it some balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might help with the neck problem.
Make sure
you change
it up. Yeah, and so what about crawling particularly didn't excite you?
It hurts your knees so much. What, crawling on gravel?
Would you
still spend a lot of time sitting down? Or?
Yeah, I'd spend a lot of time sitting down.
Interesting. Now,
and I'd use, like, I might borrow a wheelchair from a hospital.
You guys are always finding all the cheats. Okay, so I think I usually like to be a little contrarian sometimes and just pick the one you guys didn't pick for fun. But I can't do that this time because my job, my profession would be very challenging if I was required to crawl and my clients would be very confused.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's also going to be challenging. If the audience is not aware, I'm a licensed massage therapist in Oregon, and I see private clients for massage therapy. So having to walk backwards is really going to challenge my brain when I move around the table, but it's going to be way easier than having to crawl from place to place. Also, we didn't even consider, like, if you have to go outside, if I had to crawl to the car, I'm going to get so muddy and wet. It's going to put holes in my jeans.
I think we all chose the right answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no right and
wrong. I would love to hear if someone out there would, in fact, pick. Because now that we've all discussed this one, it seems to me that you would be a little bit crazy to pick crawling. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I can't really think of a scenario in which crawling all week would be bad. Oh, well, I'll say one thing. That would be kind of a good, like,
if you're
physical...
If you're a baby,
you don't know how to walk.
Yeah. Then that would be good.
Yeah, that's not fair. The baby should have to crawl backwards. Yeah, I'd like to hear if anybody out there has a good reason. Oh, I was going to say, like... It'd be very physical to crawl. You know, it'd be kind of like getting a workout every day. I bet I'd be in better shape at the end of the week. Oh, maybe I should crawl. It'd be interesting.
You would probably.
It's like a little exercise challenge if you were to crawl everywhere.
It's like doing an exercise bike for your hands.
Exercise bike for your hands. Interesting. Well, I think we're going to keep this one nice and short and sweet. If anyone out there has thoughts about walking backwards or crawling forwards, especially as it pertains to doing it for an entire week, please let us know at therathercast.com. Come find out more at... Wait, that's the website. I don't even know what I'm doing half the time. Our email is therathercast@gmail.com. The website is therathercast.com. You can learn everything about us there. We would love to hear some ideas about future Would You Rather questions. But for now, we're just all going to walk backwards out of this room and go have ourselves some dinner. So please join us next time on
The Rathercast.
Would you rather show your love for The Rathercast by supporting the show or crush the hopes and dreams of a dad and his two sons? Make the right choice and learn how you can help by checking the show notes or visiting therathercast.com. You can also submit a Would You Rather question of your own to be considered for a future episode by emailing therathercast@gmail.com.